him out. Vodamar Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha hey. Vodamar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said, Shteichal Shel Todah. Now, this is a way in which they knew what time of day it was in Erev Pesach. Shteichal Shel Todah Hay Psulos. There were two chals of Todah which were unfit. In other words, they couldn't be eaten. The question is, why not? The moral will deal with that. Umunachos, and they were placed on the top of one of the series of steps in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol manche munachos, as long as they were sitting there, kol ha'am ochin, everybody was permitted to eat. No matter who they were, what they were eating, they're allowed to eat chametz. Nidla achos mehen, when one of the chals was taken away, tolin, then from then on, they would not eat chametz. They leave it around, low dangling, literally. Low chlim v'lo safrin, they wouldn't eat nor burn it until nitlushteim, until the subsequent hour when both of the chalos were taken away. Yischilu kol am sarfin, and then everybody would begin to burn their chametz. Rangamliel mer chulin nechulin kol chamesh. Gamliel said chulin can be eaten all the fourth hour, meaning till 10 o'clock. V'truma kol chamesh, meaning till 11 o'clock. V'sarim t'chil shesh, and one burns at the beginning of the sixth hour, meaning at the beginning of the 11 o'clock hour. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer. Shimon lo yitzu say Omer Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yanai. Shimon lo yitzu name Rabbi Yanai. K'sheiros ha'yu. Really, there was nothing puzzle about these chalos toda. They were kosher chalos toda. It's just, says Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that mishum mai hu poson, why they call puzzle, shalo lisho saleim et azavach, because there was no carbon upon which literally to delay them. But what it means is there's no carbon to sacrifice for them. The chalos were okay todos, but they lost the carbonos which went with the chalos. So therefore, there's nothing to do. The chalos themselves are kosher. They're hypothetically valid. They weren't talking or anything, just that the carbonos which they intended to accompany had disappeared, had been sacrificed right with other chalos, and therefore these are rendered unfit. Says the Yerushalmi, v'lo b'shchita en kedoshos. I don't understand. When do they become directly connected to a carbon? At the time of shchita, a time when you shech the carbon toida. So if you lost the carbon, so use the chalos for another carbon. Redeem them. V'yipadeh v'yochel, redeem them. Or don't use for another carbon. V'yipadeh v'yochel, better yet, redeem them and eat them. Right? They're only irrevocably kadosh when they may not be sold after the carbon is brought. If the carbon is not brought, then they're still kachi bedek abayis, still just considered to be property of hektish. So therefore, at this point, you can go redeem them and eat them as chulin. So it's more Amir Rabbi Chanina Chananya Chulaya. I'm sorry, Amir Rabbi Chanania. Chanania said Chulaya kum the chulin. Kumei, which is in front of him, lo ochel. It's Erev Pesach. He doesn't have enough time to eat all the chametz he's got. He's got oodles and oodles of chametz. So the chulin, which he has, the non-kachim stuff, he can't eat, lo ochel. He doesn't have time to eat. Vatamati padevi ochel. He wanted to redeem this toda bread and eat it. When does he have time to eat that? He has more than enough to eat. So therefore, the bottom line is, these karmanos toda are not inherently possible. They're just not worth redeeming. It's not worth redeeming. They're going to be puzzled, meaning they're not going to be used. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi has a different perspective. Now here, there's again a word missing. It's Rabbi somebody. It's not. It's a Amora, not the Tana Rabbi. So the Lieberman brings from the Rishonim in Pesachim in the Bavli. It's supposed to be Rav Chanina. It's supposed to be Rabbi Chananya. This is Rabbi Chanina. Excuse me, Rabbi Chanina Omer. Psula, Omar Psula saw you. They were a puzzle. Why are they a puzzle? Because that morning of Erev Pesach, they're being the todos very quickly. Why are they being very quickly? Because there's chomets in them. So therefore, in the frenzy, it's not possible that the blood of the one of them will not spill. Vino themselves then becomes unfit. Now, Rabbi, based on this Yerushalmi, if you base yourself on this Yerushalmi, what would you change in our davening Erev Pesach? You'd say Mizmor L'Soda. Because they... Right. Because Yerushalayim, the Bavli holds we they didn't do any Tovdas in Erev Pesach. Bavli and Daf Yud Gimel, I didn't recall, but Lieberman brings it down. The Yerushalmi holds that they did sacrifice Korbanos Torah in Erev Pesach. So our davening paskins like the Bavli. Okay? What? What to do?
What did they do?
Right. We're going to have several machlokes like that in Pesachim. So in the morning, the Tosfos brings down, you know, a few. This morning we had also the what are the whether to bring the. What was it this morning? Say about the Korbanos on Yom Tov. Oh yeah, whether they were makdish korbanos before they entered the Azor, the korbanos Pesach. So also machlokas and mitzvahs, so they makdish korbanos Pesach. We're gonna have later. They makdish korbanos Pesach before they entered the Azor, before they get in the base of mikdash, and they used to use them because using kachim l'shem korbanos Pesach, the korban Pesach, because they're using the animal to carry the knife. Using the animal, right. So Hill said they weren't Makdashi animals until they had the base on Mikdash. And Yerushalmi holds they were, so that's another Machlokas of that type. Okay, so says Mara, Tani, we learned. Well, another simon which they discussed was Shtei Poros Choshos Yerushalayim. There are two cows plowing Yerushalayim. And as long as the cows are plowing, so they knew they could eat chametz. Asmar Yerushalayim lo b'makom shnagu shlo lasos melacha. Yerushalayim was not a place where there was a custom not to melacha barbas on the 14th day of Pesach. So I reported them this on Saturday. They plow. So it's, the word who is part of the question. Yerushalayim.
Judging by what you see on
the Meir Shalom,
forget about
the 14th
day. Every day
they're making the whole day. So, Koshkin Erev Pesach. So, say, Yushami, love, so, they used to look like they were plowing. They didn't actually plow. East Tani Tana, there are those who learn, Shnei Neros Tokin, they used to burn two candles. East Tani Tani, they seem to used to have two sheets, meaning two flags. Aren't Pinchas, Aren't Pinchas, there's Velopligun, they're not arguing. Madam are Shtei Poros, he who said there were two cows, or Shtei Neros, or two candles, Bechot, so about on a weekday. Madam are Shtei Stinim, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they used to use flags. Rabbi Hanani, a boy, Kubba, Kumi, Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Hanani asked Rabbi Mona, Vikbu Lot Kiha. Yet, let's use the good old fashioned method, which is a shofar, right? Blowing tekiahs. Armalay, so he said, if you say they're going to use tekiahs to warn people, Nitzes Omer, people are going to get confused. People are going to think, Shemel Tomid ain't talking. They're going to think that the blowing of the shofar that day is not really for the Pesach, but rather for the Tomid. Famous Galklin, and they'll get ruined. In other words, they won't remember that it has to do with the chametz, with the rag and the chametz. Ask the Gemara. Amarlei Vatadina, didn't we learn that on Erev Shabbos they used to use tekiahs as simonim? Shalosh la'avdil samin alocha, three tekiahs in order to get the people to stop working. The shalosh and three other ones la'avdil makoros shachol to divide between Friday and Shabbos. So we see that they did use in the base of mikdash tekiahs as a sign. So it says the Gemara, Amarlei said tamon. Kol Erev Shabbos or Shabbos same token. There they blew each and every Erev Shabbos. So people already know that these blows were not for the Talmud, but rather to warn of the impending Shabbos. But here, Achaz Akitzin here. It happens once every epoch, meaning once a year. So it only happens once a year. So therefore, people are not going to remember what these extra tekiahs are for. They're not going to remember that the extra tekiahs are in order to remind us, you know, about... in order to remind us about when to stop eating chametz. Okay, Im Oymar Kain, again he reiterates the reason why it's not to be trusted. Im Oymar Kain, you say that you're going to make tekiahs. Avein Svirin Shemel to Svirin Shemel Tomid and Tokim Emeku Kolim. People are going to think that the tekiahs are for the Tomid and they're going to get ruined thereby. Ask the Gemara Lama. Now this is going back. On why we get an extra hour to eat truma. Our mission said, for Truman, you get an extra hour. You can eat the entire 10 o'clock hour until 11 o'clock. Why? So says Yerushalmi, is it because, you make Yerushalmi, because Truma is holy and we want to give it extra time in order to consume it? Or not because it's holy, but rather because there aren't a lot of people around to eat it. So therefore you have to give it extra time to be eaten, an extra hour. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? What's the difference? Chalos Toda. We're dealing with Chalos of Toda. Ain't Tamar Shein Ochlem Mitsuyin. If you're going to say that there are not enough people to eat it, to eat the Truma, well, then here by Chalos Toda, Elu Ochlem Mitsuyin. There are a lot of people present who can eat the Chalos Toda. Rabbi said, why is that? Why by a regular korban, by Truma, is it not Ochlem Mitsuyin, and why by Chalos Toda is Ochlem Mitsuyin? By Truma, there are not enough people around to eat. By Korban El Soda, there are enough people around to eat. It's a very simple answer. What's the difference? Exactly. Told you, simple. No offense. No offense to saying it's simple. It's very complicated. You got it anyway. Truma only Kwana can eat, and Chal Soda anyone can eat, so there are far more candidates to eat it. Okay? So says Gemara, so then in that case, well, that's between Toda and Truma. In Tamar, last line, if they kedusha, so it's because of kedusha, so then there's no distinction. Elu ve'elu, yesh ben kedusha, and certainly for both, you should give the extra time in order to allow for the consumption of the additionally holy stuff. Says more further, Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says, when they used to use on the Beis Hamikdash, on the high place of Beis Hamikdash, the sign with chalos, in order to tell us what the time of the day was. So it says, Ksheros nitlu. The carbonator really makes it to nitlu. They took kosher chalos. The Ksheros nitlu. Showing lem sha'achas lachilosa. You give those chalos an extra hour to eat, meaning from the 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And then tovetolin below surfing, and afterwards,
1 second.
Yeah, what exactly hour breakdown is. No, so I made a mistake before. They used to take these chalos away at the beginning of the fifth hour. At 10 o'clock, they took them away. Here's the way to read it. Rabbi Nosamer Ksheros, they were Ksheros, not Nitlu. They were taken away, they took kosher ones, and they used to take them away at the end of the fifth hour. Showing at the beginning of the fifth hour, showing them shachas tachilosan, and you wait the entire fifth hour during which those chalos themselves can be eaten, because they're taida, and the one is going to pick up on that momentarily. Of the tolin and of a low sorfin, and during that time, vis-a-vis the chulin, the non toda or truma stuff, you're toilet and you're not sorry for it. You leave it dangling, you don't burn it. Islach mei mishum shein ochlem mitzuyim. So can you say that it's because the reason why we leave the chalos toda next hour because there aren't enough people to eat it? There are plenty of people to eat it. Israelim can eat it, right? At lo mivnei kedusha, so it must be because of the kedusha that we leave an extra hour. Afach mishumnei kedusha, so here by the truma, we give it an extra hour. Those give an extra hour because of its kedusha. Amra yira and pazi niran dvarim shtetei alok ramam liyo. The Chassidus of Rabbi Gamliel, during the entire fourth hour, you can eat chametz, and during the entire fourth hour, you can eat chametz. both true chulin and truma. During the fifth hour, you can only eat from truma, and then right afterwards, you have to burn it. Because he comes out with the sheet which is between the other two. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda had a machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds you burn after the fourth. Rabbi Yehuda holds you burn in the sixth. So Rabbi Yishmael comes out in the middle. Now the Bavli said, the fact that he comes out in the middle is nice, but that's not a raya that you paskin like him. Because he's not a machriya. We always paskin like the machriya. And the machriya is somebody who comes in the middle of machlokas and takes elements of both sides and combines it to find a new shita which combines the best of both sides. But the thing is, neither this Rabbi Gamliel didn't do that because none of his predecessors linked it to inside and outside. Sorry, none of his predecessors linked it to truma versus anything else. They said the two other antagonists previous in the Mishnah have been Rabbi Yehuda and I think Chachamim. And one had said, Rabbi Meir said to eat it the entire fifth hour, both chulin and truma. And Rabbi Yehuda says you only eat until the end of the fourth hour, both chulin and truma. For Rabbi Gamliel to come and throw in a new factor about truma vis-a-vis chulin or whatever he took with, and that element is not a valid element to throw in. I'm not making myself clear. But, yeah, it's a new factor. A machriya is always when we paskin. The machriya, the reason why we paskin a machriya is because he makes it a robe on each of the points he's machriya on. He says, factor A of Tana A, I like, I'm joining with him. Factor B of Tana B, I like, I'm joining with him. So we have two against one each of the factors. But when he throws in a third factor, he said, oh, I'll make a compromise. Let's go in factor C, meaning here throws in the dichotomy between Truma and Chulin. That's not Achra. So the Bavli says we don't paskin like him. But the Yerushalmi says, I like him. He's in the middle ground, you know, it's a golden path. So we paskin like him. Okay, so the basis of between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Of course, we paskin like the Bavli. Well, actually, that's what he is. So how many kachim bisman is that? Or any truma. But hypothetically, we paskin the Bavli, and you have to stop eating also truma by the end of the fourth hour, beginning of the fifth hour. Okay? So far, so good? So it says, more answer, Rabbi Avum, Shem Rabbi Yechudon, Rabbi Yom, Shem Rabbi Shem, and Tzok, Alok, Rabbi Gamliel, Tzok, Gamliel, Shumer, man, Shtem, that he combines the both opinions, but we don't paskin that you we don't paskin like him. Okay. Halacha Vav. Ah, the great sugya. Rabbi Chanina Skana Koinim. Right? Oh, is Rabbi Chanan here? First of all, it's much easier than the Yerushalmi. Right? Much.
We already had the sugya.
What?
We already had the sugya.
Yeah, we had it. Where do we have it else when the Yerushalmi?
In
Zerayim. Is in Meiser Sheni?
Probably.
Because that's where the Gemara showed, so they have references. I remember it's so the first, the Gemara that we're hearing. I did?
Yeah.
Oh boy, what a waste. Rabbi Chinaska.
You know what else we didn't have here? The machlokes about Yomar and Yomer.
That's in the second paragraph. Yochel. Rabbi Chinaska Konim Omer, me may man Shaquanim, but during the entire history of the priesthood, Lo nimnu mitzrovus abosur shnitma vlada tuma. They did not refrain from burning meat which came to me with a vlada tuma. In bosur shnitma v'ava tuma. Now bosur which came to me with vlada tuma. What's its status? A vlada is a rishon. So what's the meat status? Sheni. So they would always burn it with meat which is nitma v'ava tuma. The meat which is to me v'ava tuma. What's its status? Rishon. So burn rishon with sheni. Even though you add to the tumah the sheni. Now, Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? But not yet. First, very fundamental machlokas, which I'm sure you remember. Bar Kapor Omer, Ava tumah dvar Torah. Not you, Yaakov. Ava tumah is the raisa, meaning all of us are tumah is the raisa. Av is whatever touches is av. I'm sorry. Azav is an av. Whatever touches is av. No, it's obvious enough. just a merkav hazov. Aviyah was the mace. Whatever touches the mace is not. By Zov, the merkav hazov, what Zov rides on or sits on, is also an avatuma. But most things which touch an av are rishon latuma, and things which touch a rishon are sheni. Now, vladatuma means a rishon, supposed to an av. So Rabbi Kapora holds, even though Vlad does become Tom, because the Torah says many times that Vlad, there is such a thing as a Vlad, right? If somebody touches Navatuma, such as the Sheretz, he becomes Tame. But that Vlad Atuma should be Mitame Achren, it could be Mitame other things, it's only the Rabbana. Okay, it can't be Mitame other things. The rights are only the Rabbana, according to Bar Kapora. And the Rambam sees the Paschal like it. So Bar Kapora mer Avatuma Dvar Torah. Vlada Tuma Divraim, the Vlada Tuma is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochamar ben Zed Dvar Torah, the both are Rises. How tight did Bar Kapora Dichon? According to Bar Kapora, I understand our Mishnah. I empathize with our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is talking about burning a Rishon and the Sheni. The Rishon is the Tuma de Raisa. The Sheni is only Tuma de Rabbanan, right? So you're adding Tuma by burning the Raisa and the Rabbanan together. However, I'll die to Rabbi Yochan, according to Rabbi Yochan, Avatuma os Arishon, right? The Avatuma is made the meat Arishon, or the Chametz Arishon, whatever's in there with the meat. The other meat, Vladatuma os Hasheni. The Vladatuma, the Rishon makes a Sheni. So what are you burning together, Rishon and a Sheni? Sheni shnaga Rishon, areishu areibu komo. The Sheni which touches Rishon doesn't go up in Tuma. They're both Arisos, right? And it's not being elevated in Tuma at all. So it's not being elevated in Tuma at all. What's the Chiddush HaMishnah? It's Pashtet at Tumutra. What are you doing wrong? You're burning a Rishon with a Sheni. The Rishon is only going to make the Sheni a Sheni. Guess what the Sheni already was? A Sheni. What is the problem? So says the Yushalmi in answer. Shashlishi Shinoga Barisha Nazusheni. Now the way all the interpretations will go here, it's the same like the Bavli. In other words, we're not talking about burning a Rishon with a Sheni, we're talking about burning a Rishon with a Shlishi. And then the Shlishi will go elevate the Sheni by coming to contact with the Rishon. But the Mashbiach says no. Shbiach says there's a typo. Instead of Shashlishi, it should be Shasheni. And it's all part of the question, because he doesn't like the Shin. Never start an answer with a Shin. Shin is a because. And here, all the other Mephoshim say, Shashlishi is the beginning of an answer, so he doesn't like that. So he says, rather, this is part of the question. The question is like this. What am I going to do, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Right, you have a Shin which touches a Rishon, means a Sheni. Shashani! Because a sheni shenoga barishon, not a sheni. So there's nothing. So you, how are you going to say the Mishnah? What's the chiddush? What? Right. Now, according to the Mashpiach, there's no answer to the question, which of course is why the Rambam paskin like Bar Kapora. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah doesn't make sense. If it's our back case of burning a sheni with a rishon, there's a. Yeah. Vladatum is only the Rabbana. The Maharpoyim tries to kvetch out of it. Doesn't do a good job. The Argus and the Mishraim, the Radbaz and the Mari Korkus both say that the Rambam holds like the Ushami. Okay, Tani Beishami Omri. Beishami says, "Ain't now this is a very interesting machlokas." Tani Beishami Omri. By the way, the Mashbiach woke up for Pesachim. It was kind of a sleeping interview, but there's an extraordinary amount of Mashbiach. Maybe you heard there was no Stipler son on it. But there's an extraordinary amount of Mashbiach on Masech the Pesachim. Tanya B'Sham Yerim ain't serving Basar Tor in Basar Tomei. You can't burn Basar Tor with Basar, which is Tomei. Now, we're talking about even where the Basar Tor is puzzle, such as it's Noisar. Or Pigo. You still can't burn together. Why? Because the Tomei is Tomei, and the puzzle is Tor, and never the twain shall meet. So you cannot burn them together, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Sumatir, Beis Sil says, puzzle, Tomei, it's all the same. You can burn them all together. Al Daiti Dibak Kapora Nicha. According to Bar Kapora, I understand what Beis Hillel is saying. Sarvim psul to Torah, psul to Tumas Torah. What Beis Hillel is saying is you burn that which is pasul d'oraisa with that which is tamei d'oraisa. Utrichan Mishma, and you have to tell us our Mishnah, which tells us Tumas Divrayim and Tumas Torah, so you can burn a thing which is Tumas Rabban, such as Tumas Daraisa. Utrichan Mishma. Oh, that's the end of the sentence. But it means you need both. Both you can burn a Pasul and a Tumas, and a Tumas. Pasul Daraisa with a Tumas Daraisa, and a Tumas Rabban with a Tumas Daraisa. But, Aldaiti Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. In our Mishnah is already talking about that brayso is already talking about in pasul toira, noiser pigul, in tumas toira, with tame sarvin, koshkin tumas toira, in tumas toira. So certainly our Mishnah is true. Rabbi Kiva, both things in our Mishnah are toraisos. Not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's next Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe all know both things are Mishnah Daraisos. So therefore, if you can burn a tummy with a pasul Daraisa, you certainly can burn a tummy with a tummy Daraisa. So that's a very interesting answer. Rabbi Chinas kind of called him Shani Mishum Beishami Beisil. We want to make our Mishnah work both according to Beishami and Beisil. Because he's telling over what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So we need to make it, that's your title from before. So we want to make it shtim, we want to make it work out with as many shittas as possible. So therefore, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Chinas is coming, you should know, even though Beis Shammai says you can't burn a pasul d'oraisa with a tamei d'oraisa, you can burn a tamei d'oraisa, even if they're different in the hierarchy of tuma. Okay? That's actually a combination of we've written the Mashgiach. Neither of them makes the full statement I just made, but that's good. Never mind. Not confused. Yeah, I was Machria. Says, I'm a Rabbi Mona, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. All right, Mona standing in front of Rabbi Yossi. Al Daitid Rabbi Yechanon, Nicha. According to Rabbi Yechanon, our Mishnah makes sense. The Ma Rabbi Yechanon said, Al Shisha Sveikos, there were six Tumas to Rabbanon. In Sofik, well, actually, they might. Let's assume that the Rabbanon. Sheishas Sveikos, so you're totally not laying. There were six Sveikos, which they used to dangle the Truma. If one of the Sveikos occurred to it, they were Toyla, who were Usha, and subsequently in Usha, when the Sanhedrin was in Usha, God's Relame said they decreed that they should be burnt. Now, Rabbi one of those things was. One of those fakers which they decreed should be burned, so was. Was what? Yeah, we're trying to remember what he's asking about. Now let's go on and see, because I forgot. According to Usha, Loisa Shreva Divram. According to Usha, there was no burning. So, what we mean by that is that. What? I skip? Let me read it anyway. Rechazgarakim lo kore Usha was not before Usha. We call him Usha lo isa sreiv lo divrayim. Before Usha, there was no burning Truma de Rabbanon. In our Mishnah, burns Truma de Rabbanon. Well, couldn't Rabbi Bar Kapora. Rabbi Chaya is going to call him is already burning Truma de Rabbanon. So, like Rabbi Tuma de Rabbanon, like Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah story about Tuma de Raisa, Tuma de Raisa, it's not a cash. Rabbi de Raisa already can burn them together. But, like, Rabbi Kapara, who says in our Mishnah, we're burning Tumah D'Oraisa, Tumah D'Rabbanan. When did they allow burning Tumah D'Rabbanan? Only much later than Rabbi Chinas Karakonim. Usha, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So how's Rabbi Chinas Karakonim telling you can burn them together? It's a very big Kiddush. It's not even true, the Gemara says. Says Gemara, so he said, Tipater Shnit Mavikliz Chuchis. I didn't know this. Glassware, I'm sure I did, but I forgot. Glassware is only mitamei d'rabbanan.
course he's going to talk to Obama. This is what he gives his whole board.
What does he say?
I much brought this to your attention. Look on Jewish law and lore.
Yeah.
Why there was Jumu'ah glass, because it was crafted outside of Israel. It had to do with economic reasons. And they put a Jumu'ah on the glass to sort of secure the industry in Israel. And when I mentioned it to you, you said, oh, kids go get a lousy job relying on socioeconomics.
Right.
That doesn't sound like it.
I still maintain that. But the thing is, why is Chulis Namatami D'Oraisa? I guess because it's the same thing like Tfilas Kalim. It's not considered to be called Shur Taviru Ba'esh. There goes it, there goes. So Tfilas Kalim on glassware is only the Rabbana. We don't make a bracha on Tfilas glassware. We try to tie a metal vessel the same time that you do glass vessel, or to make a bracha. So I guess that Tfilas Kalim is the barometer here, and therefore it's only the Rabbana. So if that's the case, but it's the Rabbanan that they burnt on. They burnt Truma on it. So Rabbi Kapar will say our mission story about a Tuma de Rabbanan, but the Tuma de Rabbanan of glassware. So it says the Gemara, Amarle, Apilu Tema Shenitma, Apilu Tema Nitma Bekleis Ruchis. It's not going to wash. Even if it's talking about glassware. Located on Rabbi Zichron, Rabbi Yehuda Mishur, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, Yitzray, Yossi ben Yochanan, Yishraim, Gozu, Tumal, Eretzami, they're the ones who agree that the Kohen who enters Chutz Lortz, for that matter, even in Yisrael, but somebody who goes to the airspace of Chutz Lortz, or Val Kleis Ruchis, glassware, becomes Tomei, which is later. It's later, Rabbi Chinis Guanakoni. Rabbi Yehuda Mar Yehuda Betaboy, Bashim Shetach, they made a gzera against clay matkos, meaning if you had a metal vessel and you melt it down, so normally it loses its tumah, but what if you reshape it again in the same form? Right? So they were gzera that since it looks like the same thing it was, so it still has tumah, the tumah doesn't, tumah comes back. Okay?
Even though fire.
Right. Right. So he says, Hill of Shami grows the Tire Sidaim. Now, I was somewhat shocked by this because I didn't remember, of course. You know, it says, Hill of Shami, one of the ones who grows the Tire Sidaim. That's nice. But what about King Solomon? King Solomon made the Xera and the Tilo Sidaim. So, what is their Xera? So, I saw it brought down. Says it? I don't remember. But that Shlomo only made the Xera on Kachim. The Yadayim or Matami Kachim. And they extend it to all foods. Okay, and the second base means extend it to all foods. So in any event, Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofer Meimar, Eretz Ha'amim, Uklis Ruchis Tluya. That are initially Eretz Ha'amim and Klis Ruchis, you wouldn't burn. It only became a burning offense much later on. So it says, Rabbi Yossi Sofer Meimar, Eretz Ha'amim Tluya, Uklis Ruchis Reifa. Rabbi Yossi argues. He says, that which enters the airspace of Goyim, is suffering, but that which comes into contact, Kli Shluchis, which comes into contact with the tumor, is definitely a Sreifa. Says more, Elohim Suffix says Shisho Sveikos, these are six Sveikos they decreed are Tomei, contrary to popular halacha. A Suffix based on process, you have a Suffix of a kever, which was plowed under. They don't know where it is in the field, so the entire field is Suffix with Mutami Suffix, and since Mutami is Suffix, then you have to you have to go to the mikvah, but it's not talking about here the kelim. I don't know what it's saying. Nothing important. So, Elohim Shishas Vegas, these are six Vegas. Asavi based on price, Savi grave was plowed under. Asavi air time, Savi entered by non Jews. Asavi, Chutzart, Asavi big day, Amma Oretz. The God of Arts, we never know. Maybe his wife dissolved or the Nido dealt with them, right? Asavi Roko shall Roke. It's saliva. You don't know if it's a Jews or a Goy. So in case of it, you have to assume it's possibly of a Zov. And finally, I skipped, didn't I?
No.
Asafik may rogli odom. No, he didn't skin. Right. Asafik may rogli odom. If you have urine, which you don't know even if it's human beings. You don't know if it's human beings or animals. Right? Shekneged may rogli behema. It's opposite the urine of an animal. So it might be the animal's urine and not yours, right? Not human beings. Nonetheless, you have to be machmer misafik. And even though the Kormanan Veda points out it's a sfeik, safik if it's human urine or animal urine. And even if it's human urine, it's possible that it's urine from a tar person, not from a tame person. And nonetheless, they're machmer in the safik, right? Avare magonchu. So if you if you're misabing about them, you're told and you burn. If avade magon, if you definitely touched him, shusavi tumas, it's just you don't know if they're a tummy or not. So in that case, al elusarfin is a truma. You can burn truma. That's a good enough. It's good enough if they touch for sure, even if it's suffic what they meant. So nonetheless, a suffic what the non suffic what they meant, the suffic whether they're tame or not. So in that case, you burn the truma. So again, if you have a suffic whether people touched or not, you have tame people who suffic if they touched. So in that case, I say tolling. But if you have a case where they definitely touched, it's just a question whether the stuff was tummy or not. In that case, we can be told it to be made. Well, it's less severe. Okay, am I making myself clear at all? It's supposed to be. Based on price, Eretzahamim, Bidi Amoret, Soke Groke, Suffing Mamer Glaim. So what is the six? The carbonator brings it down. I didn't notice before. I didn't count. It's not your style to count either. By the way, I wanted to mention once off the topic. I mentioned it today in my afternoon share, and nobody knew this before I mentioned it, which shocked me. But the German Osa in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Machzor says, Utshuva Tfilut Tokum Avir Misra Gzeiro. You know that's in the Sanatoka. It says on top, Tzom Kol Momo. Did you ever notice that? I always wondered, why did they put that there? What, did they think we're morons? We don't know how to translate it? No. Even in the non-translated Machzor. So it hit me in the middle of Shmon Esrei this year. It's the same. They're all the same gematria. So I'm Cohen Momo. No, as each other. The printer wanted to show that fasting, davening, and monetary mitzvos are related. Because the gematria of each one is 136. You guys didn't notice that either? Huh? Okay. So just so once you said counting, that brought that to mind. So anyway, so he throws in the carbonate, throws in the sixth thing. He says if you find a keli, you don't know what it is, you have to assume it's a suffix. So suffix tummy. So again, if the suffix is on the objects, but the vare touched your object, then for sure you have to burn your object or your crop. If, however, the suffix is on the objects themselves, right, then, and you don't know, they did. And I got it wrong here. When they definitely touched your product, I don't know if they're tame, then you got to burn them. Where they are definitely tame, but they're all the rabbanans though, of course, but you don't know if it touched your product, in that case tolling, then you leave your product around till it rots and then you just dispose of it. Okay. Masnissen again. Hosi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had another thing. He says, me may man shokwanim. True, the entire no, the mission is divided in two. In three, actually. In three. Because we had one part, now we're having another part, and then tomorrow night we'll have yet another, a third part. Yeah. But it seems like it's much shorter, so it should be okay. Said Yerushalmi further, the mission further. Hosted Rabbi Kirikiva had, Rimeiman Shukwaim Lonim Numi Lalik, they didn't refrain from lighting, as Hashem and Shnif Sabat Tfuliyom, oil which is possible by Tfuliyom, meaning it's a Shlishi. Benair Shnitma Betel Tmei Mace. In a candle which was Tummy when it came to contact with the Tmei Mace. Meaning, what's the candle now? So the Yerushalmi actually is going to have a half-minute that the candle is not metal. But if it's a metal keli, then the candle itself is an avatuma, right? Now here clearly we're adding tuma because the oil which is in the candle became a rishon because it came into contact with an oil. The oil in the oil which is fully on touch is only a shlishi. So here a shlishi will become a sheni. Yet nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva is permitting this. Emor is going to pick up on that. Says Emor, I'll die to Rabbi Yochan, call Rabbi Yochan, Tamon, Sorfim, Tumas, Toiroim, Tumas, Toiroim. The first Mishnah, the sign is the burnt soil, which is Tommy the right soil, which is Tommy the right soil. Ubalo si psul toira im tumador toira, tumas toira. And it comes to add a psul of toira, meaning stuff which touched Fuyom is only a shlishi. It's not really Tommy, it's only puzzle, right? Shlishi is not really Tommy because it's not Matame Acherim. It's only Pasul, not Tommy. So the first mission tells you could burn Tommy with Tommy. This is a shtickle bigger chiddush. So I used to burn Tommy with puzzle. So I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan what the sequence is. Okay? I'll die to the bar kapo or ever according to Peter bar kapo. Tamot sorfi tumas ivreim tumas toya. So the first mission was a fantastic chiddush already. That he burns it, which is Tommy to a rice, so it's Tommy to a bonner. Hacha. Here it's a bigger chiddush, it's a much smaller chiddush. Hach a psul toira and tumas toira. Here it's just that apostle doraisa, that apostle doraisa, you burn the tummy doraisa. Big deal. Loba elif chos, it only detracts. Everybody says I need to make something clear. Even going to bar kapora, a tful yom, the apostle's truma is a doraisa. Even though there's no, normally, a vlad is not metame doraisa, right? Once you get down to Rishon Latuma, it's not metame doraisa. Nevertheless, the fact that it's full yom apostles, that's upgeret. It's explicit in the Torah that full yom is alati truma till nightfall. So it indicates that, and we learned that from Sukkim and the Bavli, I forget what they were.
So what's interesting is part about
Kamara,
what you have then is
a quasi tuma. It's called puzzle.
Well, there's a dichotomy.
Yeah.
There's a
tumor and a psalm.
Right.
It
may not be.
You're playing brisker.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
yes. Okay. So again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's shtickle achidish in the second Mishnah. First Mishnah is talking about tumah deraisa, and here we're saying even apostle deraisa with the tumah deraisa. But according to Bar Kapora, we're regressing in the second Mishnah. First Mishnah talked about a bigger chiddush of a tumah deraisa with a tumah derabanan. Now we're saying you can burn a tumah deraisa with apostle deraisa. That's partial, simple. What are we saying here, right? Again, I'll tell you Bar Kapora. Time and serving tumas tivayim tumas toila. Follow apostle term tumas toila. Lo ba'eli chos. We're going down a chiddush. Says the Gemara. Tipate, two answers. One answer, and then another one later on. Tipate b'tfuliyom b'beis apras shumidivrei. So tfuliyom, not from a tumah deraisa, it's a tfuliyom from a tumah derabanan. You walk through a beis apras. You walk through an area which was a suffix itself. So therefore, it's only a tfuliyom derabanan. Nonetheless, the chiddush is that this tfuliyom will make stuff tummy derabanan. Puzzle drabbana, you burn the puzzle drabbana with the tumah deraisa. And that's, of course, a much bigger chiddush. First mission is saying, tumah deraisa, you burn the tumah deraisa. He's saying, tumah drabbana, you burn the tumah deraisa. He's saying, not just that, even a psul drabbana, you burn the tumah deraisa. Okay? So that's one answer. Rabbi Chinas Kana Konim says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Chinas Kana Konim ask the Gemara. Rabbi Chinas Kana Konim Shani Mishum Beis Shami Beis Hillel. I don't understand what you're saying. That
let me make sure I get this right.
Right. We said in the previous quarter that Rabbi Chinas Kana Konim holds like Beis Shammai. Also, he wanted to say Mishnah Kohen Beis Shammai. Mistom Rabbi Kiva was a continuation of Rabbi Chinas Konim as adhering to the same principle. Rabbi Beis Shammai, the Kohen Beis Shammai can't interpret our Mishnah. Because Beis Shammai holds you now have to burn a puzzle with a tummy. Now I'm not to burn nosa or pigu with tummy. So I got to learn burn this measly puny tumah de rabbanon with the tumah de psul de rabbanon with the tumah de raisa. If a psul de raisa can't burn with the tumah de raisa, certainly a psul de rabbanon you can't burn with the tumah de raisa. So this is a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will tell us that the first mishnah chiyuv should burn a tummy derabbanan with a tummy deraisa with a tummy deraisa in the different madrigas, and this mishnah says you can burn a tummy derabbanan with a tummy deraisa. I don't understand how can you say this. It's not really tummy derabbanan; it's a psul derabbanan, and a psul derabbanan because it's fully untouching truma is only a puzzle. And we saw that even a psul deraisa according to Beis Shammai. You can't burn with the tummy deraisa. So you're going to have the audacity to say burn a psul derabbanan with the tummy deraisa? It's not shaykh to say such a thing. You can't say that. Says the Gemara, amazing answer. Says the Gemara, Amrei Mona Kum Rabbi Yossi. Our mother said, name Rabbi, friend Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva Kedaite. Kiva Mer Yitma Tvatar. Kiva holds Yitma as deraisa. An extra word, Yitma. So it gives here in the Mepharshim Yitma. If you remember from the Bavli ultimately rejected this. But the Mechamayim, the Aruch HaShulchan says Yerushalmi holds. Rabbi Kiva holds Sheni Shlishi makes Revi by Truma. And Revi makes Chamishi by Kochet. Remember, Rabbi Kiva always went down a notch. So here, it's Rabbi Kiva's consistent. Rabbi Kiva's really saying, burn Tomei Doraisa with Tomei Doraisa. Because he holds that Shlishi by Truma is not just Potsul, it's already, it's also Tomei. So the first, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's this is Rabbi Akiva, it is consistent. The first, and both can be going like Beis Shammai. The first mission is saying, Tomei Doraisa with Tomei Doraisa, even though one is a Rishon and one is a Shlishi. Right? That was the first, that was the first Mishnah. Truth is, now I see. I think I see where the Mashbiach made his point now. First Mishnah says he burn a Tomei Doraisa with a Tomei Doraisa. And he also saw you can burn a Tomei Doraisa with a Tomei Doraisa. But the Mashbiach seems to be right. In order for it to be a bigger Kiddush, we have to say the first Mishnah was talking about burning a Rishon with a Sheni, and the Gemara remained with the difficulty of Rabbi Yochanan. Burning a Rishon with a Sheni should not be a problem. And this Mishnah with Rabbi Akiva is burning a Rishon with a Shlishi. And the first Mishnah would say, you burn a Rishon with a Sheni. The second Mishnah would say, not only that, you can burn a Rishon with a Shlishi. As long as they're both Tomei, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Shlishi is also Tomei. But that's very good according to the Mashbiach's Girsa. That the Yerushalmi doesn't ever answer that the first Mishnah story about her Shlishi, which touched the Rishon. But if the Yerushalmi, like all the other Mepharshim, learns that the first Mishnah story about her Shlishi, which touched the Rishon, so the second Mishnah is not adding anything. Because even if you say Shlishi is Tomei, like Rabbi Akiva, it's still Shlishi with Rishon. But like the Mashbiach, that held that the first Mishnah story about a sheni with a rishon, and it's shver on Rabbi Yochanan, and we don't have an answer. But that's what the Mishnah story about. So then it's a chiddush the next Mishnah, which comes and says, and even a shlishi with a rishon. Now I see why the Mashpiach felt compelled to change the gears. It's very good. Okay. Am Rabbi Yisrael Brebun, Abagav Lisa Rabbi Shmuel, Yitma Yitma Bochlin. Even Rabbi Shmuel doesn't know that Ochel is Matame Ochel. Isa Yitma Yitma Bekalim, he holds a Kalim is Matame Kalim. Now, the Korban Eighth throws a monkey wrench in this. This is just a generic statement about Rabbi Shmuel Shita. But the Korban Eighth throws a monkey wrench in it. It says, really, Kalim is not Matame Kalim. What it means is that a Kalim is Matame Kalim if there's Mashke in between. Because the Mashke always becomes a Rishon. So I don't know what the big Chiddush is, but that's how he learns the Gemara. Okay. Now, Istani Tani. Someone learned that in our Mishnah we're talking about where the candle was touched a... is to make... To, the B'ner Tmei Mace. That the Ner itself touched a Mace, in which case the Ner is an Avi Avos Satuma. It should be an Avi Avos Satuma, right? East Tani Tani Pitmei Mace is someone who learned that story about a candle which touched Eight May Mace, which means that the Ner is only an Avatuma. Okay? So it says Yushami, it's not like that. Mandamar Tmei Mace, you said it's story about where the Ner itself touched the Mace. It's not Bikli, and here's a big typo that Orsameach points out. It's Bikli Cheres. Sorry about down a notch. So really, even though the Nair touched the Mace, it's still only an Avatuma, right? Mandamar B'Tmei Mace, who says that the Nair touched the Tmei Mace, he's learning that story about Klei Matros, a metal vessel, which case the candle itself is an Avatuma. Regardless, somehow we can figure that the candle itself is an Avatuma, and there whatever is in it is a Rishon Latuma. Okay? Mandamar B'Tmei Mace, my time off. The matam, what the pasuk teaches us, the chol kli pasuach v'goymer, any open vessel, tamehu, it becomes tameh. Utameh v'eno nasa avatum l'tameh. It itself is tameh, but it cannot become an avatuma to be matame other things, right? That's a keli. I forgot what this is coming to tell us. This is like, let's see if we can figure it out. Because it's talking about a klipasul, which is an oil on mace, right? So it becomes tamei. The klipasul, which is an oil on mace, becomes tamei. And it does become an avatuma to be metame others. Yeah, but so what, even... Yeah, but it goes into... it's an oil, the tumor goes in. So it becomes an av... It doesn't make something else an av, right? No, but it makes everything else a rishon inside it. I guess it means is that a kli cheres goes down a notch. Hu tamei means that it goes down a notch. It doesn't have the same tumor. It must be by kli by a chalal. It must be that we have a clay matkos that says yitma somewhere. That itself becomes tamei like the thing it touches. Yeah, but it just says chalal cheref. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. Somehow we're learning from this that a keli, that no keli can come out of a tumor. All right, I have to come back to tomorrow because I don't remember what it means.